Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cgsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can have on the Apple Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on social media at linktr.ee/cgsfradio and learn more by visiting our website at cgsf.ca. Got a request, text, or call us at 778-782-CJSF. Hello, everybody, and happy Tuesday, happy holiday season, and congrats to all my fellow undergrads. Finals are done, classes are done. I hope all of them went well for you. Today, I'm excited to show you some of my favorite alternative Christmas songs. I'm going to play you a lot of rock and alternative. It's going to be a very rock-heavy playlist. A lot of music at the end, but first up will be from a local artist. Our usual little folk segment to start us off. This is the artist called Micah, or Mike, M-I-C-A-E, spelt, and they describe this EP called, for the record, I'll be playing the track What I Wanted, as be having the intention of inviting whoever listens to it into home for a cup of tea and a long story. So enjoy What I Wanted by Mike.
Grime in my bathtub, I don't wanna clean spend. days I value persistence. Some days I lose all respect. It's like I'm undercover. Wanting to clear my head and over the horizon, losing sunlight, my cheeks and ears go bright red. It's like I'm undercover. Two tries for the right thing. Two tries to do what's best. And sometimes good intentions that you bring take everything you have left. It's like I'm undercover.
Doors lead to another door, and Andy.
That was the band Golden Apples with the track Breeze from their latest album, Shooting Star. And it's really unique music. It's hard to describe for me. It reminds me of this one instrumental artist, I think from Norway or Denmark. The lead singer scored the How to Train Your Dragon songs that are really good. I think the band is called Atla. I should know this, but anyway, maybe you know what I'm thinking of just from those very vague clues. But in any case, the artist describes the lyricism volleying between gestural and impressionistic and cutting and confronting, softening with a tender romanticism on tracks that reference his life with partner and bandmate Mimi Gallagher. Even in the throes of the more difficult experiences that life has to offer, we still fall in love, plan weddings, make art. And Edling, the writer, paints his romanticism with an acute awareness of the pitfalls of our shared humanity. So that's his little blurb from that album that was released in September of this year. And now we're going to go into a very quick segment of some of my favorite alternative, or like lesser known Christmas music. It is mostly alt and indie rock. I love it. Coming up next will be bands like The Frights with their single, Christmas Every Day. Following that will be Fountains of Wayne. I'll talk more about that at the end. There'll also be a Canadian band coming up called The Big Christmas Crew. I'll be playing you a really beautiful song called December Night. I think the album is called Our 12-Month Christmas. I think it has some original Christmas songs in it. There's definitely some covers. Our Good King Wenceslas is in it, and I think Jingle Bells was in it. But this song called December Night is really good. I really enjoyed it. But first will be the artist Dar Williams off of her 1996 album Mortal City, which kind of was her breakthrough of sorts. Is the track that my dad and I really love. I think my dad just enjoys it because of, like, it goes along well with his philosophy and what he enjoys about the holidays. And I hope you're having a good season as well, that you're not too stressed, you're taking care of yourself. I think right now it can really depend for people. It can be a really hard time, and it can be a really happy time. And just know that you're not alone, and that I'm so happy you're here. And I hope that if you're sick of popular music, then you discover some new things. And stay tuned, because there's going to be so many rock songs coming up. I think like at least almost half of this playlist today is rock songs. Like after I check in again after the Christmas songs, you're going to have a long set list of music where you don't have to hear me talk anymore, I promise. But first will be Dar Williams with the track The Christians and the Pagans, right after this announcement.
Anya dreams of becoming the world's greatest chef. Max and Maria dream of skating for gold. Alex dreams of a life free of needles and pain beyond the walls of a hospital room. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being...
Called your uncle, said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all made with red dye number 3. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table. finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. The food was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, "Is it true that you're a witch?" His mom jumped up and said, "The pies are burning," and she hit the kitchen. And it was Jane who spoke. She said, "It's true, your cousin's not a Christian. But we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share. And you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere." So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Now where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning. Cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. Tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, "Really, no, don't bother." Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, "It's Christmas and your daughter's here." He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, "Can I be a pagan?" Dad said, "We'll discuss it when they leave." So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
Thank you. cold December night. Night.
It's been a real rough year, and it's only getting better as I stuff myself into a Christmas sweater. Got a gift for my mom that she'll probably return. It's a candle that smells like a peach when it burns. So call up the family, give them all a hello, tell them I'll see them soon, but I probably won't. There's a band in the park playing Christmas songs while it's 90 degrees. The kids sing along, they say, hey, 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 I want Christmas every day. I say, hey, 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 I want Christmas every day. I want Christmas today, I want Christmas tomorrow. Got a great pumpkin pie recipe you can borrow. I say, hey, 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 I want Christmas every day. Mark got a gift from his grandma today. The granola, and it won't go away. Richard got a present from his dad in the mail. It's a red turtleneck that I think was on sale. And me, I got something, but it doesn't really matter. True meaning of Christmas is memories and laughter. But nevertheless, I still open my package. Got Budweiser boxers and a t-shirt that matches. I say, hey, 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 I want Christmas every day. I say, hey. Christmas every day. I want Christmas today, I want Christmas tomorrow. Got a great apple pie recipe you can borrow. I say,
I want an 8.